Blog Talk Radio.
Playoffs? Don't talk about playoffs. You kidding me? Playoffs? I just hope we can win a game. Another game. We'll do it live. Fuck it. Do it live. I can all write it and we'll do it live. Fucking thing sucks.
You know, I had an epiphany today, and it's pretty simple. I'm a 31-year-old man. I have a wife, two kids, and I still get excited for Madden the same way I did when I was fucking 18 years old. Now, you can call me a loser, a lowlife, whatever you want to call me, but you cannot deny the fact that a week before the game drops, you are fucking pumped, and your blood's rushing, and you just waiting to see what Madden looks like. Now, more often than not for me, it's always the same old shit. Me getting my ass beat, me getting mad, hitting myself in the head with the shoe, doing stupid stuff. But at the end of the day, we still love our video games, and now with the platform, the things we got going on here at Madden Living Legends, it just amplifies this thing to a whole nother level. I am Coach Jay Barnes, former commish, co-commish, whatever you want to call me, the founder, the presenter, the gifter of one of the best leagues, I think, on the PS4 format. MaddenLivingLegends.com is the website. Blog Talk Radio supports this show. And, you know, the group of guys that we have on Parallel, we've had some guys that have been around since 11, 12, and I can't thank you guys enough for all the shit that you put up with, and then also your gameplay. I just think we got some of the best players, in the country. So this thing would not run, be afloat, do what it does without Jay Mullins, who's kind of been the appointed new commissioner. I'm going to bring him in. We're going to talk a lot of stuff today about preseason tourneys, the preseason tourney coming up, and then obviously the game, and then hopefully we can take some calls. So I'll quit talking. I'm going to load up GroupMe. If you're in GroupMe, please check it out. Ask questions. We'll answer them on the fly. Join us on the phone calls. Jay Mullins, what's Gucci, my man?
What's good, Barnes?
Nothing, bro. How are things going in the Mullins household?
Good. Like I said, getting hyped for this game, just like you are. Got some preseason games on TV. It's starting to seem like a reality now.
Man, I'm excited. So you're the one that wanted the show. So I'm gonna probably let you do a lot of the talking. I'm just gonna give my yeses and uh-huhs. But let's talk about this preseason thing because a lot of guys don't know what's going on.
Yeah, I mean that's. I got my little checklist. I'm actually still kind of typing it out, but that's the first thing on the agenda. I'll kind of run through as much as I can, but I'm sure there'll probably still be some questions, so hopefully we got some time at the end for anything that I didn't think of. Basically,
okay.
I went ahead and made the brackets. It's a website called challenge.com. I don't know where they came up with the name, but it's a pretty easy, accessible website. It's easy to update scores. I'm actually right now currently in the process of linking it to the homepage where people can go to our homepage, click the link, go right to the bracket, see who they play next, see, you know, scores and matchups as they update. So that will be available sometime tonight. I don't know if I'll get it done while we're talking, but it will be there.
Cool.
Right now what I have set as far as a start date is the 28th, which is next Friday. 3 days after the game drops. That gives everybody a few days to kind of get the game. I know not everybody's going to be standing in that line at midnight, you know, next Monday waiting on it. I don't expect everybody to do that. We'll wait till that Friday, gives everybody time to get it, maybe play it a little bit, kind of, you know, feel their way through the you know, the nuances of the game and get used to it before we finally kick off this tournament. I'm going to use the regular 40-hour events that we do, you know, for our regular season games. Because I know people
okay.
have schedules, lives, things like that. But by all means, if we play our games faster than that, you can always move on and play your next opponent. Like if you play, you know, your opponent the very first night on Friday, and then your next round opponent has already moved on, you don't have to wait. You can go ahead and play them. You just, after games are played, you got to report the scores to me, you know, if I'm not actually watching. As far as the rules, same rules apply. A lot of this tourney is kind of an evaluation process that I want to put into place for some of these new owners that we have, and even some of the older guys, because there are some differences in the rules than what we're used to. There was a lot of problem last year with ambiguity, so I tried to get a little bit more specific with rules so there's less gray area. So this is kind of like a trial and error period for our rules, too, to see, you know, what needs to be changed. You know, plus it kind of, you have to adapt to the game. Some of these rules might be obsolete. We don't know until we, you know, turn the game on. So that's also part of it.
Okay.
Because of that, I want all games to be streamed, okay? I'm obviously not going to be able to sit down and watch everybody play, but I want all the games to be streamed. You don't have to stream your game if your opponent can stream, and I don't care who streams, but by rule, so that way if there's like a disagreement, like I don't want to stream, nobody wants to stream, whoever the higher seed is will be the home team. That team has to stream if the other person doesn't want to. Okay. No questions,
okay.
No and ifs, buts about it. That's the way we're going to do it.
Okay, and you know, there's the thing, guys. Here's the thing. The Twitch thing, if you can't activate a Twitch account and you don't know what you're doing, maybe this league isn't for you. And I know that Mullins and I have talked about this, but, you know, a way for us to evaluate inactive guys and guys that are going to bend the rules and not play games, this would be a perfect example of that. If you don't got a Twitch account, you probably know what the fuck you're doing. So you should think about maybe doing something else, maybe playing in another league or playing some pickup head-to-head games, because, I mean, Mullins, you and I have seen this thousands of times. Well, I don't know how to set up a Twitch account, or I don't know what to do. Figure it the fuck out, okay? That shit pisses me off. We got to make sure it gets done. It has to be corrected. So I'm going to be with Mullins on this one. I'll tune into games. I'll watch this upcoming weekend, and it's just got to get done, man. I can't emphasize that enough.
Yeah, and I don't want there to be confusion. Like, when the regular season starts, you don't have to stream every game. This only applies to the tournament. In the rules,
okay.
There is a rule about streaming. I want everybody to at least stream once per season. And I want everybody, it is mandatory that everybody has a Twitch or Ustream or some kind of streaming service and give that, you know, that URL, that link to me. Okay? But during the regular season, you only have to stream once. I want everybody streaming during this tournament because, like I said, this is an evaluation process. And I want to make sure everybody knows what we expect of them going into the season before we even start to play real, you know, Madden Living Legends games.
I agree. Couldn't disagree with you.
Okay. I kind of mentioned this before. It is open teams, open playbooks. I don't know how many people are going to have time to make their own playbook before this tournament starts, but if you do, whatever. But you can only use every team once. So if you decide to use the Seahawks or the Packers in the first game, you can't use them again. So that's, you got to move on. I did this because I don't want to see Seahawks versus Seahawks, Seahawks versus Packers, Cowboys versus Packers every single game where dudes just ride out the Seahawks from beginning to end. That's boring. Nobody wants to see that shit. We want to make it interesting. Like I said earlier, when you finish your games, I want everybody streaming. I want you to post it in the chat so people can watch. But that doesn't always necessarily mean I or Jordan are going to have time to watch every single game. So when you get done with your game, take a picture of it with your phone, whatever you got to do, send it to me via text, post it in the chat, whatever you got to do, but post some kind of proof of the final score so I can update the bracket as we go and keep things moving smoothly. That's really it as far as kind of the outlines, rules, and, you know, guidelines for the tournament. Like I said, later on, if there's stuff I didn't hit, we can always field questions on it. I said this last radio show, the winner is probably going to get some piece of, you know, LIDS gear from your your generous founder, your benefactor,
yep.
Mr. Barnes here, has volunteered to
yep.
try and come up with that. And then also next Madden in MLL, you will flat out get to choose your team. You will essentially have the number one overall pick. You just pick what team you want. So that's what
that's
the winner
huge.
Is.
That's huge. Throw just asked a question here. Guru Ming says, when will inactive owners have to be active by to stay in? And, you know, I'll just cover this. If you're not in GroupMe or at least checking in, or, you know, if Mullins texts you and you don't respond, I'd be willing to bet we're probably just going to let you go. Previous years, we let guys have a chance. Yeah, I mean, previous years, we give a guy an opportunity or whatever, what have you. But I know Mullins is running a tighter ship than maybe I did. We're going to make sure all 32 guys are in for the long haul, or at least 30, and then maybe have two rotating, because that's just how leagues go. Tyler asks, any way to rotate home team each round somehow versus just the lower seed or the higher seed? Yeah, I think you already said basically what it's going to be, right?
Yeah, and I get what he's saying, because the seeds for all players are essentially random. They randomly generated seeds because I didn't want anybody having – I didn't want to really, like, judge teams on how good they are, because nobody knows. They haven't played this game yet, and that's not really fair. But I get what he's saying, because sometimes it feels like there is a home field advantage, and if you just happen to get randomly drawn as the lowest seed out of all 32 teams, you're going to be on the road every game. So that's something I probably should consider. Maybe after the initial rounds we can do and see, that's hard too, because I'm thinking in my head we can do like some kind of coin toss or something, but how are we going to do a coin toss with people that are on opposite sides of the country? So that's something we'll have to figure out between now and next Friday, but I'm glad he brought that up. We'll tackle that.
And I was thinking back in my mind, maybe highest margin of victory, you know, take it by points.
Oh, yeah, between the previous rounds. Yeah, that works.
Because
that's something that's universal, and we won't have to get people together to figure it out. Whoever wins by the most points in the first round will be the home field advantage. Next game.
Yeah,
that makes sense. It's perfect.
So I think we'll go that route. It makes it easier for everybody to manage. I think, you know, the next thing that we're probably going to talk about, and, you know, I'll just piggyback off this because I sent you, I sent Jay Mullins a text earlier with our numbers, are we playing preseason games this year? And that's always a conflict, always topic of discussion in Mad Lady Legends. On our website at the bottom, right, it's should we play preseason games? Choose one, and I think we only had about 10 votes, so that in itself is disappointing because, I mean, if Mullins posts something, just go in there and vote. It's not that hard. As of right now, we're seeing a lot of sim preseason games. And, Mullins, why are we seeing that, you think?
I mean, I kind of expected that. I think a lot of the preseason people want to use to try and, you know, bend and shape the roster to what they like. But since we're changing the pattern this year, we're going to wait till that first week roster update, you know, from the regular season in the NFL, almost everybody's team is going to be trimmed down to probably around 60 anyway. So there's really not as many roster moves you have to make. So because of that, people are like, you know, let's sim to the preseason. You know, let's not worry about advancing to the whole preseason stuff. I think where the other side of the argument will be where XP has become so important on the last couple of Maddens. And that's XP you're going to miss out on preseason games if we just skip through it all. So that's why I wanted to open it up and kind of take a democratic approach, because I know there's two different arguments to that problem. So I'm going to keep the poll open. It is mandatory that everybody votes. Like, there are these little mandatory checkpoints that I'm setting up leading into the season starting, where if you miss one, or if you're the last dude to do it, like, if you're the last dude to vote in this poll, if you're the last person to play your game in the tourney, you might as well consider yourself on the chopping block, because that's why these things are set up. If you're not active enough to play, like if you're not hyped enough to get that stuff done when it's asked of you, you're probably on the way out the door.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just looking at GroupMe and our owners. I mean, I can call out people now. I mean, I haven't seen some of these people in GroupMe at all. You know, I haven't seen too much of the Titans in the group me. I haven't seen – I know Derek's going to play, but I haven't seen him around.
I mean, there's just some guys, you know, guys that I know that are going to play or I hope are going to play. Well, they're just not, you know, they're not around. Maybe they're busy or what have you, but we're not getting much reception on the radio shows, which is a little frustrating. And then the people who do listen are like, oh, shit, that's tight. Or, you know, I learned something I didn't know. And we always get the guys that come in and say, oh, I didn't hear it. That's bullshit, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, it is what it is. But, you know, we're not – Mullins and myself are not going to continue to extend our arm if guys aren't serious. Because, I mean, it's not that hard to find serious guys. We just do it out of the faith of you guys because we like you as owners. And at some point of form, we came across you and you were a good gamer. So that's really why you're in. I mean, I don't know about you, but Throat asks, has trade committee been selected?
No, that won't happen.
I can say no.
Yeah. That won't happen until
we
get the Daddy Leagues page up. A lot of the stuff that I've talked about that hasn't come into fruition yet is kind of waiting on the Daddy Leagues page. And they kind of roll that over about the same time the new game drops. So sometime they'll get in the next week. I'll try and get that Daddy Leagues page up, get everybody a link, try to get everybody over there signed up to it, and, you know, so they have access to it. And then there's two things that will happen right after that. One, the trade committee will be posted as far as who all's on it. And that's what we'll use as kind of like a hard copy of votes for, you know, any potential trade proposal. Two, that's where I'm going to put a thread for everybody's franchise player, which was kind of the next thing on the agenda to tackle and explain a little bit.
Okay. Well, what about that? Are you going to appoint it? I mean, how's that going to work?
I think we're going to do it 50-50. I didn't have as many votes on it as I wanted, but I kind of talked to some people privately that actually did, you know, chip in the chat and kind of give their 2 cents. So my compromise that I kind of came up with is because I want to put it in place for those guys, like you said, like the Titans, like teams that might kind of be half in and half out. And if they just stopped showing up midway through the first season, they didn't trade, you know, two or three of their best players before they decided, hey, I just don't care anymore. So for the compromise, what I'm going to do is I'm going to post a thread for each team on the Daddy Leagues forum. There's a forum attached to our homepage. I'll make a thread for every team. You can post your player that you choose. Can't be a kicker, punter, or fullback, and they have to be at least 85 overall, and they can't be old as shit. Like, they have to be younger than probably 32 years old. Let's just go ahead and put that in stone. 85 overall and younger than 32, okay? No kicker, punter, fullback, you choose them. Anybody on the team, I don't care. Defense, offense, doesn't matter. Once everybody posts theirs, I'm going to come right behind them, make a reply on that thread, and I'm going to add my choice. So everybody will have 2 players. I'll pick one, they pick one. Those players are locked in for 2 seasons. After we hit the end of season 2, we'll do it again. We'll choose 2 more players, okay? That's the way we'll do it.
Like it.
This is kind of a new thing, so it's trial and error, but I think everybody's going to like it. And it'll keep a little bit of authenticity to the rosters. You know, by the time we hit season 3, you're not going to see these teams full of all EA drafted players like Mo had last year. Not trying to call him out, but it was true.
South asked a stupid question. Why is ODB on the cover? Fucking Google it. I don't know. Throde, I saw rules will be more strictly enforced this year. How so? I feel like we covered that. I think this streaming, like you said, is going to help that dramatically. And then obviously this GroupMe, you know, before all the GroupMe, before all the streaming, it was just literally text message, and that's when, you know, the cheesing and the awkward gameplay was happening. But nowadays it's really hard to get away from that. And now with the, you know, a 20-page rule book, it's very hard to break rules. So Mr. Rubin says, Throw, don't ask stupid fucking questions. That's true.
Okay.
I love some of the beef we have in this league, man.
Yeah, I do too. And I think that's kind of the reason why I wanted, like, I was really set on getting that bracket done yesterday when I had some free time, but I was flirting with the idea of actually releasing it or not. And then I was like, you know what? Everybody's going to see their first round matchup, and people are going to start talking trash. It's going to start feeling fun again. Everybody's going to be getting more active. They're going to be like, oh, this is who I play. So I couldn't resist. I had to put it in there.
Yeah, I'm happy with it, man. I'm excited. I think you're bringing a whole new – you're taking it to the level that I was hoping it, you know.
I don't have the time as much anymore, but you're inputting all the things that I had hoped to do. So this is big, and you know, people that don't appreciate and respect what's going on, just go play on the line, online head-to-head games and play every fourth down and, you know, whatever. I would say let's take calls, but we only got about, I mean, our line board's filled up. I know a couple guys are just listening. We could probably cover some more things. What else do you think you want to cover here?
I actually know a guy who, I know Throde was talking a lot about this today, a lot of, you know, Madden Ultimate Team guys got a copy early. I know a guy that got a copy probably about a week ago, and he's been kind of filling me in on a lot of the subtleties of, you know, connected franchise mode this year. I know you said you haven't seen a lot of videos and stuff like that.
No,
I'm
gonna
try and touch on some things that I've learned already that people might want to be aware of. I know, I think somebody posted a pic last week about like some of the authorities that commissioners have this year. You can't assign multiple commissioners. There are, you know, new advanced opportunities, like, you know, they kind of put that in last year where you can advance to a certain time frame and date and all that. But one thing that I noticed, and I think maybe one or two people have already seen this, confidence was a huge thing last year. Can reset a whole team's players back to 50 confidence, which is basically zero. It's the starting point.
Wow.
So you can manually do that as a commissioner. So that's something new that will help. And also you can add funds to someone's team. So that was a huge issue people were talking about. They don't want to play owner mode because there was a huge problem with people, you know, being broke, and they play for small market cities and they can't make money. That's not an issue because as a commissioner, we can actually add money to any team we want to. Okay. So that's out the window. We're playing owner mode. I don't hear any more shit about it because there's no excuses now. The only other thing that I saw that I really want to touch on that people might not be aware of and they might not be so happy with, but there ain't shit we can do about it. You cannot turn pre-existing injuries off on online.
Wow.
Yeah. That's probably going to be a big bombshell for a lot of people. So there's nothing we can do. I've talked to him for probably an hour earlier about it. He's playing around, like he's making online leagues and trying to play around to see if there's things you can and can't do. You can't turn it off. There's no way to do it. So that sucks for some people who have decent, you know, players that are already injured and out for the year. You're just going to have to suck it up. Yeah. Sorry.
Wow.
I mean, they'll be back next season. Hopefully you can replace them in free agency or something, but there's no way to turn it off from what I can tell. So.
Yeah, it's disappointing, but there were a lot of complaints about a lot of toggle switches, things that you could turn on and off last year. And I know Matt's really trying to condense down all those online franchise things and just focus on the core, you know, system of it all. ODB, don't ever ask that question again. He says, what's pre-existing injuries? And I don't know how long he'll last. Raven says you should just add money to every team. We're not going to do that. That's not going to happen.
Yeah, I mean, since I brought it up, this is something I kind of wanted to, if we had time, I wanted to touch on. Yes, we will have authority to do that. We have the capability to add money, and we have the capability to reset players' confidence. But the same
I see the only way you're doing that is if somebody comes in, really fucks up the team.
Yeah.
I see you stepping in and saying, hey, I'll pitch you a couple bucks. Let's make sure we get it right.
Yeah.
So
that's really what
crazy.
I was going to say. Like, what I was going to say is, like, it's basically going to be reserved for new guys. If somebody comes in mid, you know, in the middle of the franchise and so they come in with a team situation that's fucked up, that's mostly what we'll use it for. We're not gonna be giving people money every season just because they're stupid and they don't pay attention to their, you know, their other, you know, aspects of the franchise outside of just playing their games. If you're that stupid, oh well, sorry.
yeah.
The reset and confidence thing, it's a little trickier because I know a lot of people last year, their confidence would be shot, and it does affect your players' ratings. But from what I've seen, the same guy who I'm getting information from has told me he simmed a season and the lowest player's confidence in the whole league, and they were on a 2-14 team, was like 36. And that's the winning two games a season. And that's the lowest in the whole league, the lowest player. So confidence doesn't seem to be as much of a problem as it was last year. So because of that, I doubt we really need to reset players' confidence. But that's something I probably wanted to put a poll on too. Like, do we want to create almost like an amnesty clause like they do in the NBA where you kind of get a one-time bailout? It's like, oh, shit, I signed this guy too big of a contract. It's a one-time bailout, okay? We could possibly install that in MLL. Once throughout the whole year of Madden 16, at one time you can choose to reset your whole team back to 50, and that's it. You don't get a second chance. It's once. So if you use it in Season 1, you don't get it again. That's something we can talk about. We got a week or so to figure that out, but that's possible. So.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I see the importance and the reasoning behind that. So that's something that'll be on the docket. For those of you that don't know, Madden drops next Tuesday. If you don't know, I don't know what to tell you. I really don't know what to tell you. We have, 3 minutes left on this show, so we're obviously not going to take many callers. I think the biggest thing for me, moving forward is Mullins and I are putting in a little bit of time every morning before we go to work or while we're at work or whatever the case is. We're putting up solid team reviews. It'd be worth reading about maybe your league opponent or your division opponents. Just reading about the news, what happened in the offseason with these teams. It could help and benefit you. Don't just go in and read yours and say, we don't put this website together for no reason. The ratings are already all there. OperationSports.com has a lot of video gameplay footage, so that may be worth going to look at. Mullins, do you have anything that's pressing your mind before we get out of here?
I think we touched on a lot of it. I just want people to know that, and this is kind of something that I've tried to instill over time, and it's something that Throat asked about earlier. This is the same Madden Living Legends. This is the same league that everybody's grown to love, that they, look forward to every year. But I am going to run it a little bit differently. It's not necessarily a no-tolerance policy, but there are certain things you can do where you will get the quick hook. Okay, like I said, I've already replaced two guys just for simple inactivity. It's not like I'm not going to be understanding, but I want people to know going into the season, bickering, he said, she said, back and forth, whine and stuff. I don't care. You got proof somebody did something, give it to me. If they fucked up, they're either probably going to get, a couple games docked or they're going to be gone. It's bottom line. It's a no-bullshit approach that I want to adapt from everybody. All this whining about, why do we have a trade committee? Why do we have this? I don't do things for no reason, and I don't do things on my own. I'm not trying to play a dictator here. I always take advice from not only you, but other guys who have been in the league forever. I take everybody's advice into account, but I don't do things that I don't know are going to benefit the league. So all this whining about why don't we do this, why don't we do that, it's just got to stop, because I know we don't have any 16, 17-year-old guys in here, so it doesn't need to be whining. It's all grown men. Just play your games, follow the rules, and you'll stay on our good side.
Love it, man. We have 40 seconds. I'm going to predict my preseason winner. I personally think it's going to be Mr. Ruben is going to win the preseason tournament. What do you think?
There's some good matchups, man. But honestly, just looking at the way it lays out, because I'm looking at the bracket right now, it's right in front of me. I'm going to take South just because I played in a lot of leagues with this dude, and he was in one of my other leagues with me last year, and he beat me twice in the Super Bowl.
Wow.
Yeah, and it's hard not to go with him. It's a new game, and a lot of people won't have practice, so it could be anybody, but that's who I'm going to go with.
MLL is officially over. Episode 2, we will catch you maybe next weekend. All right, fellas. Mullins, we're out.
Peace.